From K-Mox, Chris Raby joins us. Chris, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Well, Chris, the Blues, they're pretty good. And they have really owned the Oilers, not on the score sheet, but also physically. I want to, like, does Davis Backes try to intimidate most teams, or is it he just have more of his way against the Oilers?
I think it's just his style of play, and I think that the line with TJ Oshie and Alex Steen has really allowed David to be physical. I think that also the addition of a couple of facilitating center icemen underneath them have allowed him to do that as well. Doug Armstrong said at the end of last year, guys, that you know they wanted to go out and get some guys in the middle of the ice that could help distribute the puck. They did that in Jori Lehterä and Paul Stastny, and I think that's allowed Backes to really embrace the physicality on his line and really create some tough matchups. So, you know, the Blues have hit a bit of a rough patch over the last week or so, but that Backes, Steen, and Oshie line was put back together last night in Winnipeg after they were broken up for the first time in 25 games. And again, we saw some of the physicality that we've really become accustomed to. I don't know if it's anything in particular with Edmonton. I know that teams with a lot of skill and teams with some speed bring out a fast pace and often really, really a good hockey game right from the get-go with the Blues. So I imagine that has something to do with it. But I think it's just the makeup of that line and the way that Ken Hitchcock wants the top line to play.
Looking at, you know, Vlad Tarasenko is having an outstanding season, 31 goals. Guy could reach 40 for the first time in his career. Paul Stastny, a $7 million free agent signing. You know, offensively, he's only got 34 points. He's playing 17 minutes a game. Where's Stastny at right now in how he's playing in St. Louis? Does he want to play more? Is he happy in his role? How's Ken Hitchcock used him in your eyes?
I think he's coming into his own a little bit more and more. And we forget that not only had he spent all the time with Colorado, he came over to the new team. There were a lot of expectations being a hometown guy. But then he got hurt, and he missed a significant amount of time earlier in the season with an upper body injury. He gets back into the lineup, and there's been a little bit, I think, of a want of the coaching staff to potentially move him up with Vladimir Tarasenko and Jaden Schwartz. They tried that a couple of nights ago. They moved him back down, and he's developed some good play, I think, with Patrick Berglund and also Dmitry Ashkin. He's a guy who really, really knows where to put the puck, and I think it's all about comfort level. I think that we saw Ryan Reeves move into that third line, and there may be something with Dmitry Ashkin, the youngster, wanting to get him a little bit more rest. But I think Stastny's done a nice job. I know that it hasn't necessarily translated on the scoring sheet. I know that we're so fixated on looking at points, maybe comparing his production in Colorado to his production in St. Louis, but you can't necessarily do that. I think that, you know, Hitch has distributed the minutes pretty consistently over the course of this year, and I think that Paul Stastny wants to win. I think everyone in that room wants to win, and I think that when that happens, everyone's happy. And when it doesn't happen, then maybe you hear a few things out of the room, and you hear that guys want to get back to doing things the right way. But I think his production has been good, and I think that, you know, especially down the stretch, a veteran like him, someone who's played in some big games, I think will be a big asset to this team.
What's the timeline on Shattenkirk?
Yeah, they're thinking mid-March, and when he first had the procedure, you were saying 6 to 8 weeks. So mid to the end of March, I know they're hoping to get him back. And I think that that has something to do with the trade deadline, because not only has the defense taken a hit, but boy, the power play that he had been running the point on had been so good with him on it. It was really, really finding its stride right before he got hurt. So, you know, I think that the timeline, you know how much or how little information we actually get. Trying to kind of compare it to other similar surgeries, I think that you envision at the earliest maybe, you know, the third week of March and probably the last week of March. And I think that a lot of Kevin Shattenkirk's return obviously will impact what the Blues do by 2 o'clock St. Louis time on Monday. They want to go out and get another defenseman. In addition to that, because of some of the struggles that they've had scoring the puck at times, so they want to go out and add a top nine forward. But obviously, I think he's been the most important player for the team. I think he's a guy who took the biggest leap on the team, even considering what Vladdy Tarasenko has done this year. So they need to get him back. They need to get him back healthy and then hopefully have him healthy the rest of the way and into the playoffs.
Chris Raby joining us from St. Louis, the Blues in town tomorrow. So if they were looking for a defenseman, do they need a right shot more than a left or vice versa?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, it's been interesting looking at the defense because of the split of Jay Bouwmeester and Alex Pietrangelo. Again, they've been put back together, but they've been split up again. And they were a pair that not only had been so good, but had taken up so much ice time. And then Kevin Shattenkirk came in, and really his ice time went up, 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 up. So, you know, it's interesting. Bouwmeester can play the right side, and he played the right side in Florida and Calgary. But I think that's where they would look. And, you know, Doug Armstrong is going to say what he's going to say. He said he wouldn't be shocked if the team doesn't do anything. They made a minor move yesterday in reacquiring Adam Cracknell. They assigned him to the AHL. I don't know if he fits. I don't know if the defenseman down in Chicago is finally healthy. Edmondson fits into their future plans. But I think that's where they would look if they look to acquire someone by Monday.
So, Jeff Petrie, maybe a possible showcasing tomorrow night for the Blues. You mentioned a top nine forward. Any names you're hearing of possible fits for the Blues?
I think you hear about Arizona, and, you know, we talk so much about those guys, about Vermette, and I know that Doug Armstrong has been there. He's been scouting. Jágr had been a name that had been floated and had been connected, and Doug Armstrong had looked at him. Obviously, Marty Brodeur is now in the Blues front office, had a relationship with Jaromir Jágr, but we saw where he went. So, you know, they have a couple of guys in Joakim Lindstrom and guys that could play that have been scratched. So, you know, kind of trying to connect the dots here has been tough. I don't know if Adam Cracknell fits into that mix at all moving forward, guys. It'll be interesting to see. I don't think any of the men. You know how it is. The fans want to talk about the big names. We want to talk about the blockbuster-type deals. I just don't know, from a cap perspective, who the Blues would give up and how they would navigate that salary going out. You know, is it Patrick Berglund and someone? Is that kind of guy attractive to another team? Then all of a sudden you're taking a top-nine forward off of your team. So, again, you know how it is, and it's fun to sometimes play fantasy hockey. I'm not sure if there's a name that at least fans in St. Louis are hoping for by about 2 o'clock on Monday.
I appreciate the rundown. Should be interesting next 2.5 days until the trade deadline. Enjoy a rare day off. We'll see you at the rink tomorrow.
Absolutely, guys. Appreciate it. It'll be a fun one. There was some good chirping the last time the Blues and Edmonton were going at it. So we'll see what we have in store for us tomorrow night.
Well, it definitely ended that way. And so we'll see if the Oilers come back at it tomorrow. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys.